In the early 1920s, Sarah Spencer Washington was traveling door-to-door selling her homemade Apex beauty products.
Hair pomades, perfumes, pressing oils, which led to hot combs and other devices for making yourself look beautiful.
Apex became more than a line of hair and skin products, explains Royston Scott, who remembers hearing those around him always talking about the madam.
Apex was not only a beauty school, but it was a publishing company. She did the Apex Hair News magazine, Apex Hotel called the Apex Rest. She had a drugstore called the Apex Drug. She also had a golf course in, I believe it was Galloway Township, New Jersey, called the Apex Golf Course.
Sarah Spencer Washington lived a life of luxury and philanthropy until she passed in March 1953. Her beauty schools changed thousands of lives.
When I found the boxes of Apex memorabilia that my mom had set aside, and I found newspaper clippings that had pages and pages of graduates, black women in their caps and gowns, and it was for not only Baltimore, but D.C., Atlantic City, Richmond, Virginia, Atlanta, and these were for 1935, 1936, 1937, through years, and I realized I started doing the math, and it was thousands and thousands of graduates a year for more than 20 years. So when you think about all the lives that Apex impacted, it really, really blew me away and really clued me into the importance of Sarah Spencer Washington and her role in the lives of black women in America.
Changing styles and times in the 1960s would force Royston Scott's mother to sell the Apex brand. Now its legacy lies in newspaper clippings and those old enough to remember Sarah Spencer Washington.
She was a very bright woman, though. I told you everything she touched turned to gold.
Royston Scott has produced a documentary called The Sarah Spencer Washington Story.
America today needs to know about our history and the importance of self-reliance. Starting your own business is not something that's not unattainable, so I need to get this story out.
You know one thing she used to say? Be a lady. Be a lady. And I've always tried to be a lady.
For the WBGO Journal, I'm Meng Santos.